Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I can't live no other way. That's right. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is Golden Boxing Gloves, part two of winning the struggle to leave sin alone. Golden Boxing Gloves, part two of winning the struggle to leave sin alone. And we're dealing with steps two and three today. While you are getting your Bibles ready, we're in the book of Romans chapter 7, verses 14 through 25. I remind you to tune in live with me to Morning Motivation Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or hear the recording posted at 8 a.m. Eastern and available all day. That's your hot breakfast, y'all, and that's your plate on the stove on my website, feeldefire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, that's R-A-W-S-I, or follow Morning Motivation to have each day's recording link text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. by texting the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text. Well, you can learn more about me, hear prior Morning Motivation podcasts, prior sermons, see my itinerary, and everything else that's coming up, as well as send me your prayer request on the website at feeldefire.com, feeldfire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of Romans chapter 7. Verses 14 through 25, reading from the KJV. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that do I. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Listen to this. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Our last verse, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic? Say it aloud wherever you are. Golden Boxing Gloves, part two of winning the struggle to leave sin alone. How do you overcome a sinful nature or singular sinful situation? It is truly so much easier said than done. Let's just do real talk here. But you can win with the power of Christ working in you. In other words, the Spirit of God working in and through you and residing within you, those are your golden boxing gloves. Now, on yesterday, I taught you about step one. If you missed that, go listen to that on the Morning Motivation page of feeldefire.com. Here we are today now dealing with steps two and three, and I'll wrap up the finale tomorrow with steps four and five. Step two of winning the struggle the struggle, because this is a fight to leave sin alone, is that you must renounce the sin and surrender to Christ. Now, listen at how easy that sounds. Renounce the sin. In other words, you say, well, I no longer am a sinner. I no longer want to live in sin. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, Satan desires to have you. Satan doesn't want to lose your soul. He doesn't want to lose me. So what happens is when we renounce the sin, right, then he does everything possible to try to keep us from living sin free. He will send along the finest man, the finest woman. He'll let the people call you about a place or going to a place that you know you should not go. He will bring back old friends and old lovers, all of these things and people into your life, because he understands that renouncing sin is more than a tongue confession. It's a lifestyle. It means that your heart has truly become repentant and remorseful to the point where you are ready and willing to turn away from sin. So you have to renounce it. I do not want to live a sinful life anymore. I'm not going to live a sinful life anymore. Now, understand that you will not be able to accomplish this on your own. Did I not just read to you in Romans where Paul said, there's a war going on inside of me, bringing me back into the captivity of sin, that where I always desire to do good, that when I desire to do right, evil is right there. You know that little devil, that cartoon devil that's sitting on your shoulder? Every time you're trying to do right, here comes that devil trying to say no, 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 because he sees the power in you. He sees the purpose in you. He sees the calling of God on your life, and he doesn't want to lose you. Because you can impact so many other lives. You can build your own team for Christ. You can take souls away from him. So he's like, no, I don't want to lose you. Don't go now. Don't go now. But you must renounce the sin and surrender to Christ. We got to hurry up. We don't have but 15 minutes. Isn't this some good teaching? Just say, I renounce the sin. Hallelujah. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible tells us that we must lay aside every weight in the sin which does so easily beset us, because we are encompassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses, natural witnesses. In other words, people are watching you, spiritual witnesses. God is there. His angels are all around us. You know, we pray and we say, Lord, cover us in the blood of Jesus. Lord, plant your angels all around us. Well, do you really want the angels all around you seeing some of the stuff that you do? Do I really want the angels all around me all the time if I'm not going to try to live a godly life? So we have to lay aside the weight as well as the sin. You see, everything is not a sin. Some things are just a weight. For example, it's not a sin to watch reality television. But if you watch in certain reality television shows, takes your mind to a dirty place or an ungodly place, or gets you to the point where you want to imitate ungodly behavior, that is a weight for you, because it is now weighing down your spirit, putting you into a position where you go into sin. You know, listening to different kinds of music is not a sin. You know, for me, I just love gospel, but I also love instrumental jazz, and then any other oldies but goodies. For some reason, I just love Motown music. But, you know, I don't really listen to it. All I listen to is gospel all the time. But there are people, Christians, who like R&B, all of these things. That in and of itself is not a sin. But if listening to what you listen to takes you to an ungodly place, to ungodly action, an ungodly frame of mind, then it has now become a weight that led you into sin. Having, you know, different friends, you understand what I'm saying? They may not all be saved, but if they lead you to ungodly gossip, if they take you to ungodly places, if they seduce you to ungodly nature and character, that is a weight that has become a sin. Hallelujah. In the book of Romans 1, 24 through 28, and in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Bible begins to specifically lay out some sin. And so read those scriptures and autopsy yourself. Compare your lives against these things. And you know, wherever you find yourself in sin, just come on and repent, renounce it, and then do the next part of that step two, which is to surrender yourself to Christ. In the book of Romans 10, verses 9 through 10, the Bible says that if you will confess with your mouth, if you shall believe on Jesus and confess him, then you shall be saved. That's all it takes. Lord, I am repentant of my sin. I ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life and Father now and be my Savior. And now I confess that you are my Savior. That's all it takes to be saved. And then you move to step three. Step three is that you must now fill the void of the new you, because you let go of the sin, right? By getting plugged in to godly people, places, times, and situations. Fill the void of the new you by getting plugged in with godly people, places, times, and situations. We don't have but a few minutes, but I need you to hear this scripture. It's so powerful. Matthew 12, 43 through 45. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man or that woman is worse than the first. You see, once you have renounced your sin and given your life to Christ, your life is swept clean. The slate is, you know, wiped clean, and now you have this spiritual house. But unless you're going to allow the Holy Spirit to dwell therein, in other words, your golden boxing gloves, and be the bouncer at the door, the word says that the spirits that left you, the evil attacks that left you, they go about looking for another home because they must have a host. And when they can't find another place, Satan sends them back to overcome you, but not just the same spirits, but he sends more spirits with them because he wants you back. So you find yourself backslidden or worse off than you were before, and you start asking yourself, but how did I get here? I was doing so good. I was living right. I was going to church. I was praying. I was spending quality time with the Lord. I was tithing. I was giving. I was witnessing to others. What happened to my marriage? What happened to my ministry? What happened to me? How did I get back here? Because although your life had been swept clean, you didn't fill the void with godly things to keep yourself connected to the Word, to keep yourself connected to God. And so Satan was able to come back with a stronger army and to overtake you and bring you back. Isn't that powerful? In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 25, the Bible teaches us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. In Romans 12 and 11, this is how we overcome: by the blood of our, by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. You must get plugged in, but don't just randomly get plugged in. You need to find out what are your spiritual gifts. What is your place in the body? In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, the Bible outlines spiritual gifts. In Ephesians 4 and 11, it outlines the different offices. I want you to go back and read these scriptures, right? Find out who you are in Christ, what you're supposed to do, and get plugged in there. If you can't sing, don't try to plug in as the soloist. There are so many different things you can do besides singing and ministry. There's administration, there's ushering, there's greeting, there's being involved with youth, there's being involved with women, women's ministry, being involved with men's ministry. I mean, there's the outreach, there's missions, there's so much more to church than can you stand in the pulpit. Hallelujah. God needs you. There's prison ministry. There's jail ministry. There's writing letters. There's visiting the sick. There's intercessory prayer. Don't you understand? We need you. The body of Christ needs you. So you got to win the struggle to leave sin alone. Woo, I know this is good teaching, but I got to go into prayer. Make sure you don't miss the finale tomorrow. I'm going to give more explanation on this. Then we'll wrap up with steps 4 and 5. Let's pray. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. Father, today we renounce our sinful lives. We surrender ourselves to you. And Father, we commit that we're going to fill in the void by getting plugged in to godly people, places, ministries. We're going to get plugged in to godly situations. Father, we are going to overcome and win the struggle to leave sin alone by putting on the golden boxing gloves. Hallelujah, of having you living within us. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone now for what they've laid before you. Send down your blessings. Send down your latter rain. Send down breakthrough and deliverance. Send down faith. Send down love and peace and joy. Have your way, Father, in their lives right now. Have your way in their lives right now. Have your way in their lives right now. Have your way in their lives right now. Move by your spirit. Bless them, Lord. Bless them right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on and just praise him and magnify his name as I give you our tithes for today. Just praise him. Hallelujah. This is a new you today. Just praise him. Hallelujah. Now, our topic for today is golden boxing gloves, part two of winning the struggle to leave sin alone, steps two and three. Your task for today is to renounce the sin and surrender your life to Christ. And then find out who you are in Christ. Go back and read those scriptures so you can plug yourself in so that you fill the void with godly people, places, situations, desires, plans, purpose, and things. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Do not forget to text MM to phone number 33222 now so you won't miss one episode of Morning Motivation. You need to be able to listen to this during your lunch break, during your break, you know, on your ride back home. Go back and refresh your spirit with Morning Motivation. All right, I love you. I'll see you in the morning.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You got to do something. It's all right to crawl before you walk. Yeah. It's all right to walk before you run. Yeah. But if you want to get what you never
Let me tell you something. You can go around losing the fight if you want to. I'm trying to get you undefeated like Floyd Money Mayweather. Get these golden boxing gloves of the spirit. See you in the morning. Go to feelthefire.com and send me your prayer requests and testimonies.